Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I thought they made some bold moves. I'm okay with what they did for them.
Well, we're going to get into it coming up with Tom.
The De Los Santos one was the super interesting one. I don't know why I was mesmerized by that move.
By not keeping him, back to Arizona?
Yeah, I think that it was almost the whole, let's weigh this thing out and say, I think if they could, they would have taken him on the roster to start the season if they had to do it there. But not
if he
having
were
the
a
option,
pitcher, they would have.
Yeah, but not having the option to send him back to Columbus and thinking that he had to be on the roster. I kind of like the Rule 5, just the Rule 5 in general, because I love the pressure it puts on these clubs. To make somebody who's at AA to, you know, in this situation at AA, to force him to be on the big league roster for the entire season. I kind of like that.
We'll talk with Tom about that. We'll get into it as well. Rule changes at the NFL owners meetings. Now, there's a reason that the networks all hire former officials. And anytime something comes up in a game, Gene, what'd you think on that one? And I don't think that's a bad thing. You want to get it right. But it's so convoluted and complicated now, Andy. You need these rules guys.
Before we even get into that, how good is Gene Steratore? Like, he's doing basketball. He's doing football.
Well, Gene was a basketball ref. He was an NFL ref.
Yeah.
His son, by the way, was working the MAC tournament.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
Gene's from Youngstown.
Don't you think that, like, I watch him do all these games and I'm like,
yeah.
Wow, man, he is really, really good.
Yeah.
And he's watching multiple games at one time.
And he's making more money doing TV than he did as an official.
Oh, that's true,
Yay.
Too. He is,
at least I'm assuming.
I just think he's really, really good.
Yeah, he does a really nice job. But that's why these guys are employed, because the NFL keeps changing rules like crazy. The hip drop tackle has now been outlawed. And, again, there was some defensive player in the NFL over the weekend, I read, he said, what the heck is the hip drop tackle? These guys are just trying to tackle guys. Some guys probably used it as a technique. Other guys are just trying to get guys down to the ground. But, Dan, it's out.
All right, so here is the hip drop tackle part of this. We are up to three rule changes. This is one of the three rule changes. We will do the best we can to try to explain this, so then that way when the season rolls around, you can explain it to whoever you're watching it to, and hopefully they can understand it as well and won't look at you completely confused.
Okay.
So, the hip drop tackle.
Yeah, get ready.
Is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. All right, Jeff, do this on Andy. Grab the runner.
Do you think he's going to be able to tackle me? Come on, man.
Well, maybe with this he will.
No
Grab
way.
The runner with both hands or wrap the runner with both arms and unweight himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. One more time. unweighs himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee.
Andy, you said earlier that it was like a big-time wrestling move.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. Does that sound right?
No, I think you're right.
Okay.
But isn't that what leverage is all about, and isn't that part of tackling?
That's what I always thought it was, too. I don't know. Between this and not being able to block the base and baseball, it's all going to be flag baseball, flag football before you know
it. No, all right, so this is out. You don't want to see guys get injured. And I understand if you're dropping and, you know, let's just say you've wrapped up some guy and you're behind him and you've wrapped him up around his waist and your hands are on his stomach.
Right.
And
I have dropped, the solution for
you're going to fall on his legs. And that did lead to some pretty bad ankle injuries for some pretty key guys. I get that, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tackle, right?
Yeah,
isn't it a tackle?
Here's what I think. I think the onus.
It's not like it just came about.
The onus on this has to go. Excuse me, and not like they don't have enough stuff going on, is on the officiating to blow the whistle quick enough that once forward progress is over, that you don't get into that position, right?
Well, although it's a fast move.
Well, so you may have, for lack of better terms, premature whistles because the referees are trying. I know you're laughing at what I'm saying, but that's not what I'm getting at. I just think
they have pills for that now, Andy.
Yes, they do. Or mints. I see these mints all the time.
Let's not get fired.
Let's
avoid getting fired today.
Oh, that's okay. We run commercials for it. I just think. I think that the responsibility is going to lie on the officials, and we're going to get a lot of quick whistles. So that once forward progress is done, you don't have to be in the position to make the tackle like you did before.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make more sense? And by the way, I mean, because referees are human, they are going to, I would think, they will blow the whistle faster than they were before. But it does, in a lot of ways, looks like a tackle.
Well, it is a tackle.
Yeah, I just don't.
It's just that it's instead of, you know, hitting the guy around the shoulders or around the waist and driving him down to the ground, you're pulling him down to the ground, basically.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And the only way you can pull,
I don't know,
a guy to the ground is for your weight to go down to the ground. Regardless, we can sit here and talk about it all day long. It's done.
I mean,
you can't do it anymore.
If like a linebacker is already falling and they're trying to drag a player to the ground, that's a tackle. They're gonna have trouble.
I think they are too.
Yeah,
You're gonna get called for this when it wasn't your intent at all.
I'm watching the Mark Andrews injury, right, and that's where he got hurt.
That's the big one. Everybody's pointing.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that kind of looks like a tackle,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to run into this. It's going to be a judgment call by referees.
And it's
going to
get ugly.
It's going to get ugly. All right. So the other one that came through is if you make a challenge, you used to have to get two challenges correct before you get a third. Now, thanks to this rule change, you now only have to get one challenge correct, and you will gain a third challenge. So, fine.
Except for one thing.
Make the game longer.
There it is.
That's my problem.
That's exactly it.
You know what? Ratings are up. What's the difference? If it's a close game, people want to watch
it. It's a longer television product. It just means bigger ratings, Andy, right?
And more commercials.
Jeff, let's be honest. The only thing people are watching are live, I don't know the outcome events. That's what it puts.
And streaming stuff.
And streaming, yeah. Like, oh, all right, I'm going to watch this. Okay.
All right.
I'm okay with that. I want things to be done right, you know? You want to get the calls right. I just wonder, Andy, if we ever get to the point where there are no challenges and every play is just...
challenged, like college.
Yeah.
It's all reviewed, and then they'll buzz down when there's an issue.
Yeah, that might be the way to go.
In some ways, though, I think that is the ultimate way to slow things down. If
they start, can be.
If you get a buzzer-happy replay official.
Can be.
All right, and now I'm about to put a whole bunch of words together that I don't totally understand.
Okay. Oh, good. That's even better.
I'm reading this verbatim from the NFL communications. Okay? By competition... We're going to start again. by competition committee amends Rule 14, Section 5, Article 2 to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams.
That is something they actually put out?
Uh-huh. That is the exact wording that was emailed to everybody from the NFL. I will read it one more time. By competition committee amends Rule 14, Section 5, Article 2. To allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to the change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams. Okay. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what you just said.
That is a lot of words.
And I'm dumber for it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
That is a lot of words.
I don't understand that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Eagles' proposed 4th-and-20 alternate to the onside kick did not pass.
Oh!
So the onside kick lives.
Yes!
It lives.
At least for now. Clark's in Cleveland. Hi, Clark.
Clark!
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Great, good. Thank you.
Hey, so real quick, you know, when I first heard about that rule, you know, it was kind of an argument between some of the ex-players on one of the NFL channels.
Which and, rule? Know, one Clark, of them was, the hip drop?
The hip drop.
Okay.
They were arguing about it. One of them saying, hey, it's a tackle. What are you going to do? Let him run forever. The other guy understood. I took the guy who was saying, it's not a problem, you know. But after watching it a couple of times, I see what they're saying. I liken it to, like, if you ever watched, like, rodeo, not that we do, but we've all seen it.
I do. I love rodeo. Are you kidding? I used to cover rodeo all the time.
Grabbing a steer?
Okay.
Nothing more fun than watching the kids come out for the mutton chase. That's the best.
Where they're, I think it's more like tackling the calves or whatever, where they jump off the horse.
Steer wrestling?
And they kind of. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But where they jump off and they kind of grab it from behind and they swing, it's not just dropping your weight. It's throwing your weight in the opposite direction of the runner and pulling down. And I kind of got it once I saw it, you know, because it's really, I think when you guys read it, they talked about the swiveling of the hips.
Yeah.
And that's the part, it's that swinging. You're not just pulling the guy down. You're throwing your weight in the opposite, most opposite direction you can by swinging yourself around him and getting your weight going in the opposite direction. I think that's going to be a key part. I'm interested to see how they'll judge it, because how they'll call it, because that to me is a key significance right there. It doesn't say you can't really tackle them from behind that way, but I caught the swiveling. I think the swivel of the hips is going to be important. So you know, we're going to have to watch some old Elvis Presley movies as well. To
no, we'll just call out. It. We'll call
I was thinking the same
instead
thing.
Instead of the, we should just call it the Chubbs, right?
Yeah.
It's all in the hips. You know? It's all in the hips.
Yeah, yeah. Watch those hips.
Where's Shakira?
Shakira.
Yeah.
All right, Clark. Thank you very much.
All right, on our X page at CLE Talking Heads, Tom Pelissero put out a video that they showed to everybody at the press conference announcing these. Yep. We have retweeted the video at CLE Talking Heads.
Good job, man.
You can watch this, and this will help to show you what exactly a hip drop tackle is that they're trying to get rid of. So we will have a baseline of, like, here's what the NFL believes that this is, and hopefully the officials understand it the same way.
It's what we described, basically, though, right? What Clark described as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go with that, shall we?
We shall.
I think
watch
we shall.
Watch the video.
Tom Withers is going to join us coming up at noon. We're going to talk to Tom. I'm sure we'll get some Browns thoughts, but some Guardians thoughts as well from Tom. Did you watch some of the NCAA tournament? I've watched some. I think it's fascinating. I think it's fun. And I wonder about college basketball, if you want to know the truth.
Really?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.